In our last session, we discussed John 5:16-20. Jesus described his working relationship with his Father in that passage. Today, we will look at verses 21-30. Jesus will judge all people. So please continue to read, write, share, and listen daily throughout our study. Sharing the word daily is a crucial part of meditation. You and your sharing partner will be hugely blessed if you share the word with one another regularly. Let's read again John 5:39-40. Jesus said this to the Pharisees, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And these are they that testify about me, yet you will not come to me that you may have life." The purpose of studying the Bible is to come to Jesus and to receive life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Open our eyes that we may understand your word, and open our hearts that we may hear your words to us today. May we receive the life of Jesus Christ through your word today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. In his name we pray. Amen. John 5:21-30. Jesus will judge all people. Those who believe in him will not be judged. But as we see in this passage, people have a choice, judgment or life. In these verses, Jesus continues to explain his working relationship with his Father. Again, I encourage you to circle or underline every time the word Father is used in the Gospel of John. Let's look beginning at verse 21. "For the Father raises the dead and gives life. Even so, the Son gives life to whom he desires. For the Father judges no one, but he has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He who doesn't honor the Son doesn't honor the Father who sent him." In this passage, Jesus claims that he has power to give life and the authority to judge all people. In verse 21, Jesus claims that he can raise people from the dead and give life to whom he desires. In the minds of the Jewish leaders, only God can raise the dead or give them life. Similarly, in their minds, only God can judge people. Thus, these claims confirm their accusation that Jesus claim to be equal with God. To the Orthodox Jew, Jehovah is the judge of all the earth. No one dared to apply that title of judge to himself, but Jesus did. By claiming to be the judge, he was claiming to be God. And to make sure there would be no ambiguity, Jesus said in verse 21 that all may honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He said, "He who does not honor the Son doesn't honor the Father who sent him." Jesus claimed to be God. He did not claim to be a good teacher, philosopher, or moral teacher. His claim to deity is repeated many times in the Gospel of John. Some people say they believe in God. They believe that Jesus was a man, a good man, and a good teacher, but not God. They reject what the Bible says about God and put God into their own philosophical box. Many people like to think God is like a big Santa Claus in the sky who would never judge people for their sin and rebellion against him. Essentially, this is idolatry because people are making up their own version of God, created in an image of the way they want him to be. They also want to make up their own version of Jesus that fits their idea of the way things should be. Jesus confronted this thinking head on. He said, "He who does not honor the Son doesn't honor the Father who sent him." Throughout his gospel, John repeatedly emphasizes that Jesus is God and one with the Father. Jesus came to reveal the Father to us. People who reject Jesus and his words are rejecting the Father as well. And now we come to verse 24. It is a wonderful verse with wonderful promises. Verse 24, "Most certainly I tell you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He and doesn't come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." For a second time, Jesus introduced his words with the solemn words, "Truly, truly, I say to you." More than 20 times in John's gospel, you'll find Jesus using this solemn form of address. He was saying, "Pay attention to this. What I am saying is important." I memorized John 5:24 when I was in high school. And it's always been like a statement etched into my heart. It is the declaration of divine truth. "He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and will not face judgment or condemnation." God's Word translation says, "I guarantee this truth. Those who listen to what I say and believe in the one who sent me will have eternal life. They won't be judged because they've already passed from death to life." When I read these words, I want to declare again, now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. The process is simple. Jesus proclaimed, "He who believes will not be condemned. He has crossed from death to life." The message is simple. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You will have eternal life and will not be judged for your sins. You will cross over from death due to our sin into the grace of the cross through which we have eternal life now with Jesus. As I said, I memorized John 5:24 when I was 15 years old. And so many times the words of this verse have echoed in my heart, assuring me that its message is true. I have eternal life in Christ. I will not be condemned or judged for my sins because Jesus was judged on the cross in my place. I have already passed from death to life in Christ. Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. I encourage you, share John 5:24 with your non-believing friends or family. Today is the day of salvation. Verse 25, "Most certainly I tell you, the hour comes and now is, when the dead will hear the Son of God's voice, and those who hear will live." When Jesus said the hour comes and now is, he was talking about something happening in the present. Those who receive eternal life now in the present receive assurance of eternal life in the future. To believe in Jesus now assures us of escaping future judgment. In the future, those who are physically dead will hear the Son of God's voice and will be raised from the grave, as it says in verse 28. Verse 25, however, is talking about people who are spiritually dead, hearing the voice of Jesus, who is the Son of God, and coming to life spiritually. When anyone believes in Jesus, they come to life spiritually because the Holy Spirit indwells them. Ephesians 2:4-5 states, "Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions." Transgressions means in sin, in our sins. "It is by grace you have been saved. We were spiritually dead in our sins, but we heard the voice of Jesus and were made alive spiritually in him. We were born again by the Holy Spirit." Verse 26, for the Father has life in himself. As the Father has life in himself, even so he gave the Son also to have life in himself. Human beings do not have life in and of themselves. We have been given life by God. God does not receive life from any other source, but has life in himself. The Father willed the Son to have life in himself because he is one with the Father. It is written in John 1:4, in him was life, and that life was the light of mankind. Jesus came to restore us to us true life, which was lost when mankind fell into sin. This is the life of God who lives in us by his Spirit. Verse 27, he also gave authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Christ's authority to judge is mentioned in verse 22 and in verses 27 to 30. Verse 27 says that God gave Jesus authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. What did Jesus mean by calling himself the Son of Man? The title Son of Man refers to Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, and it is a messianic title. It's a title of referring to the Messiah or to the Christ. The Son of Man is used 12 times in John's Gospel and over 80 times in all four Gospels. The phrase Son of Man emphasizes the humanity of Jesus. Jesus is a God and fully human. This passage in Daniel is talking about the final judgment, and the Son of Man is described as exercising dominion over all the earth. This passage is talking about the final judgment. In verses 13 and 14, the Son of Man is mentioned. It says, I continued watching in the night visions, and suddenly one like a Son of Man was coming in the clouds of heaven. Again, this is Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. He approached the Ancient of Days and was escorted before him. He was given dominion and glory, a kingdom, so that those of every people, nation, and language would serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. So this was the description and discussion of the Son of Man. The Jews knew this title, the Son of Man, from the book of Daniel, and they knew that by using it, Jesus was claiming to be the Messiah and the judge of all people. Jesus is the Son of Man. He has been given dominion, glory, and a kingdom. He is to be served by all peoples, nations, and languages. His dominion is everlasting and shall never pass away or be destroyed. Verse 28, Jesus said, don't marvel at this, for the hour comes in which all who are in tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. The fact that Jesus has authority to raise the dead is proof that he is equal to the Father, and therefore he is God and has authority to judge all people. This is the emphasis of verses 28 and 29. I will outline what the Scripture teaches about the resurrection and final judgment. There are many passages about the judgment of God, so this is a snapshot of how God will judge all people. As stated in verses 28 and 29 and mentioned in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, both the righteous and the unrighteous will be resurrected and face judgment. John 5, 28 and 29 makes it clear that some people will be resurrected to life and others to judgment. Verse 29, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. This doesn't mean that people are saved by doing good works. Good works are a product of our faith in Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14 are wonderful passage about the resurrection of those who believe in Jesus. We will receive resurrection bodies like the body of Jesus and will reign with Christ in glory. The resurrection to judgment, verse 29b, the second part of the verse, involves only people who have not received the free gift of salvation by believing in Jesus. This will take place just before Jesus ushers in the new heavens and the new earth mentioned in Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15. What an awesome event that will be. It says that the dead, small and great, will stand before Jesus Christ. The Father has committed all judgment to the Son and has given him authority to execute judgment on all people who have ever lived. Today, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. On that day, he shall sit as judge and king over all people of all time. We who believe in Jesus will not face judgment for our sins, as we read in John 5:24. Most certainly, I tell you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed to death from out of death into life. However, we will be rewarded for our faithful service to Christ. Jesus was judged in our place on the cross so that we will not be judged for our sins. However, we will give an account to God for how we have lived our lives on earth. He'll reward us for serving him with the gifts that he has given to us. Jesus commanded us not to lay up for ourselves treasures on earth which can be destroyed or stolen. He commands us to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven which cannot be corrupted or stolen. 2 Corinthians 5:10 mentions the judgment seat of Christ. Paul said, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due to us for the things done in this body, whether good or bad." Jesus' parables about the talents make it very clear that those who have been faithful will be richly rewarded. He will say to them, "Well done, my good servant, because you have been trustworthy, faithful in a very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities." Verse 30, I can of myself do nothing. Jesus repeated again, "As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." Jesus repeated in this verse 30, what he said in John 5:19, "I can do nothing by myself." He judges by hearing the Father. While on earth and throughout eternity, Jesus will function through his oneness with the Father. He said, "I don't seek my will, but the will of the Father who sent me." I believe that this is also his will for us. Jesus came so that we could be one with the Father. I know that I often seek my own will, but I hope that I will grow continually to become like Jesus and be able to say, "I don't seek my own will, but the will of the Father." As I conclude today, I want to challenge you to consider eternity and think about that inevitable day of judgment we will all face. If you have not put your faith in Jesus Christ, I urge you today to believe. Jesus was judged for you and me on the cross. He took the punishment of our sins so that we would not face judgment for our sins. The wrath of God was poured out on Jesus so that it would not be poured out on us. This is the amazing grace of God. However, we must accept the gift of grace by faith. Today is the day of salvation. Repent of your sins. Turn your heart to him. Believe in Jesus and you will be saved. As we've seen in verse 24, there is no more judgment or condemnation for those who believe in Jesus. This is the gift of grace God offers to us. And if you're a believer, thank God every day for the grace of the cross and for the freedom from judgment. Our sins have been forgiven and have been washed as white as snow. We will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for our lives. Our works do not save us, but we are not saved so that we can just chill out and do whatever we want to do. We have an eternal purpose and an eternal future. We have the ability to invest our lives in things that last forever. Don't you want to stand before Jesus on that day and hear him say these words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that because we have believed in Jesus, there is no more judgment or condemnation for our sins. Show us eternity and how short our lives on this earth are. Empower us with your life that we may serve you faithfully. And on that day, when we stand before you, may we hear you say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.